弟兄姐妹们，早上好。
Thank God for another opportunity for the English and Chinese congregations to worship together.
感谢主，今天中英文部又可以在一起敬拜神。
Psalms 133 verse 1 says, "Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity."
诗篇第133篇说：“看哪，弟兄和睦同居是何等的善，何等的美。”
It is interesting to note that the words "together" and "unity" come from the same Hebrew word.
有趣的是，英文圣经里面的 "together" 还有 "unity" 这两个字，在希伯来文是同一个字。
Therefore, the verse can be translated as "Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together and together."
因此，这些的经文又可以翻译成“看啊，弟兄在一起，在一起，是何等的好。”
The ancient language had the word repeated to show continuity.
古老的文字将一个字重复了，来显示它的连续性。
It means to dwell together always.
这意味着一直住在一起。
I think the Chinese Bible translated it succinctly.
中文圣经的翻译呢，就节俭地说：“
弟兄和睦同居。”
弟兄和睦同居。
The word 同居 means to stay together forever.
同居这个字呢，就是一辈子在一起。
It is used for the relationship between husband and wife.
它是用来形容丈夫和妻子之间的关系。
This morning we'll be conducting the 30th annual congregational meeting after the worship service.
今天早上崇拜过后呢，我们将进行第三十届的会友常年大会。
May I encourage all members to stay behind for the meeting?
我鼓励大家都留下来参加这个常年大会。
I personally feel that ACM should be a time to count God's blessing.
讲员个人认为，常年大会呢是应该是一个数算神恩典的时候。
We are what we are today because of His grace.
我们今天所有的皆因他的恩典。
I'm referring to the church.
我指的是教会。
Last year we started a mission outreach in Cambodia.
去年我们有这个新的柬埔寨的差船。
Thank God for.Providing us a missionary.
我们感谢主，让我们有这个差船。
And please pray for this work that God will prosper.
请将这个差船放在我们的祷告当中。
Our people are going out to reach the neighbors, people who are living near us.
我们也去在我们的邻里做差船的工作。
And we are seeing children and some adults coming to church.
我们看到有小孩也有成人到我们的教会来。
Now there are many good things to report on.
我们有很多美好的报告。
Please read the stewardship report for the details.
详情可以翻阅我们的工作报告。
But my dear brethren, we cannot and must not rest on our laurel.
但亲爱的弟兄们，我们不能也不可以感到自满。
There are greater challenges ahead.
在我们的前面有更大的挑战。
Past successes cannot guarantee that there will be future success.
过去的成就并不能保证我们将来的成功。
This is particularly true in spiritual work.
尤其是在属灵的事工上。
There's one thing for sure, and we must know.
有一样事情是我们肯定的，我们也必须知道。
Our enemy, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour.
我们的仇敌魔鬼如同吼叫的狮子，遍地游行，寻找可吞噬的人。
Every one of us is waging a spiritual battle daily.
我们每一天每一个人都在打这属灵的战争。
Our spiritual victory or defeat is a daily matter.
我们属灵的成败是每天都在发生的事情。
Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 14, Now thanks be unto God which always causes us to triumph in Christ and maketh manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place.
保罗在哥林多后书第二章十四节说：“感谢神常率领我们在基督里夸胜，并接着我们在各处显扬那因基督认识基督而有的香气。”
The Greek word for always means every instant.
希腊话的这个常指的是每一次。
A dependence on Christ guarantees success and victory in every instant.
依靠基督就能保证每一次的成功和胜利。
And vice versa, a reliance on self or worldly system will result in failure or defeat.
反过来，依靠这世界和世界的制度只会带来失败。
Joshua chapter 7 starts with the conjunction but.
在英文的版本里面，《约书亚记》第七章开始用了 but 这个但是这个连接词。
Let me read to you verse one.
让我来念第一节。
But the children of Israel committed a trespass in the accursed thing. For Achan, the son of Carmi, the son of Zabdi, the son of Zerah, of the tribe of Judah, took of the accursed thing, and the anger of the Lord was kindled against the children of Israel.
约书亚记第七章第一节，以色列人在当灭的物上犯了罪，因为犹大支派中谢拉的曾孙沙底的孙子加米的儿子亚干取了当灭之物，耶和华的怒气就向以色列人发作。
It tells us that the scenario for the people of Israel had changed.
告诉我们，以色列人民的情况发生了变化。
Unfortunately, it was one from victory to defeat, from joy to sorrow.
很不幸的，这个变化是从胜利到失败，从喜悦到悲哀。
Chapter 6 tells us about the conquest and the capture of the city of Jericho.
第六章告诉我们关于耶利哥城的征服。
To behold the wall of Jericho falling flat must be awesome.
看到耶利哥城的倒塌，应该是让人震撼的一个情况。
But the magnificent object is not the wall. God is.
但壮观的不是城墙倒塌，而是上帝。
I've not been to the Niagara Fall.
我没有到过尼加拉瓜大瀑布。
Some of you have seen it, and the description of the fall is impressive.
你们当中可能有人见过，而形容这个瀑布的呢，都是属于壮观的。
However, I've been to the biggest waterfall in Europe, the Rhine Fall in Zurich.
我有到过苏黎世的莱茵河的大瀑布。
The sight of the fall is overwhelming.
见到瀑布让我叹为观止。
Let me describe it with the children's song.
让我用一首儿童的诗歌来形容。
I think you all children knows how to sing.
儿童可能会唱这首诗的。
My God is so big, so strong, and so mighty that nothing my God cannot do. The mountains are His, the rivers are His, the stars are His handiwork too.
这首儿歌是这样的。我的上帝是那么大，那么强，没有什么是我的上帝不能做的。山是他的，河流也是他的，天上的星星也是他手所造的。
Wow, thank you for the translation.
Thank you for the speaker.
Joshua sent his men to recce the city of Ai.
Joshua sent his men to recce the city of Ai. 约书亚派人去窥探爱城。
They returned and reported to Joshua, Ai was a small city.
他们回来的时候说爱城是一个小城市。
Suggested that 2,000 or 3,000 men would be sufficient to push out the inhabitants of Ai.
他们提议只要两三千个人就可以把爱城的人给赶出去。
But the battle was in Ai's favor.
但结果是爱城打了胜仗。
The people of Ai kept the Israelites out of their city and killed36 of their fighting men.
爱城的人把以色列人挡于城外，而且还杀了他们36个以色列的战士。
How come the Israelites suffered defeat at Ai when the city was smaller than Jericho?
为什么以色列人惨败小于耶利哥城的爱城呢？
I want to suggest 4 reasons.
我想他们失败有四个原因。
Number one, they were ignorant of the sin of Achan.
第一，他们还不知道亚干已经犯了罪。
Secondly, they underestimate the strength of the enemy.
第二，他们低估了敌人的力量。
Thirdly, they overestimate their own strength.
第三，他们高估了自己的军事力量。
And more importantly, they presume on the Lord. They took him for granted.
更严重的是，他们把上帝当作是理所当然的。
All Bible commentators aptly commented Israel did not commit this particular conquest to God in prayer.
所有的解经家都正确地指出，以色列没有将这场战役交给上帝。
They had taken things for granted.
他们以为一切都是理所当然的。
We read of no prayer made to God.
他们没有向神祷告。
They had beaten a big city.
他们才击败一个大城市。
Thinking that capturing Ai was an easy feat.
要打败爱城应该是一件很容易的事情。
This is what Joshua and the Israelites thought.
这是约书亚和以色列人所认为的。
How often are we not just like Joshua here in chapter 7?
往往我们就像第七章的约书亚。
It is a good desire to want to get things done, and to finish it successfully.
希望把事情做好，做得成功，那是好事。
But we should never rush ahead without taking time to seek the will of God.
但我们不应该急到忘记寻求神的旨意。
The last part of verse 5 reads, So the hearts of the people melted and became as water.
第五节的最后一段那里说，众民的心就消化如水。
The defeat of Ai demoralized the people.
爱城的失败让以色列人意志消沉。
This is perhaps even more significant than the defeat itself, because it created misgiving and the lack of hope or confidence in the Lord.
这也许比失败本身更糟糕，因为它带来了对神的怀疑，还有对主缺乏信心。
Rather than examining their own lives as the source of their defeat, they began to doubt the Lord and wonder if he had changed his mind.
他们没有检查自己失败的原因，反而开始怀疑神是否改变了主意，还是他们误解了神。
In our sinful nature, we are typically like that.
在我们的罪性里面，我们经常都是这样子的。
So quick to become depressed, discouraged, and disorientated, and to look in every direction for a reason for defeat, except ourselves.
我们很快就变得沮丧气馁。并迷失了方向，想从每一个地方找出失败的原因。
We blame, we make excuses, we hide and her, but we so often fail to honestly examine our own lives.
我们怪别人，给自己找借口躲起来，但是常常无法诚实地检讨自己的生活。
We assume the problem could not possibly be ours.
我们常常假设问题的原因不是我们。
Verse 1 is a summary of the story in chapter 7.
第一节是第七章的总结。
I've outlined this whole chapter into 3 simple points.
我把这整个章节分成三段。
First of all, we see the explanation of Achan's sin.
第一段呢就是看到亚干他为什么会犯罪。
Secondly, we see the effect of his sin.
第二段呢就是我们看到他犯罪的后果。
And lastly, we want to see the end of Achan's sin.
接下来，我们最后看到亚干犯罪的结局。
The main cause of Israel's defeat, Achan had taken the accursed thing, and God was wroth with the people of Israel.
以色列人失败主的原因是因为亚干取了当灭之物，上帝的愤怒就到临到以色列人当中。
Listen to Joshua chapter 7. I'd like to read verse 15.
请翻到约书亚记第七章第十五节，我们看第十五节。
Chapter 7, verse 15, I would have to read to about verse 21.
从第十五节一直念到第二十一节。
And it shall be that he that is taken with the accursed thing shall be burned with fire, he and all that he had, because he had transgressed the covenant of the Lord, and because he had wrought folly in Israel.So Joshua rose up early in the morning and brought Israel by their tribes, and the tribe of Judah was taken. Verse 17, and he brought the family of Judah, and he took the family of Zahites, and he brought the family of Zahites man by man, and Zabdi was taken. And he brought this household man by man, and Achan, the son of Carmi, the son of Zabdi, the son of Zarah, of the tribe of Judah, was taken. And then,We see Achan confessing his sin and say, I have sinned.
从第十五到十九节，第十五到第十九节，请听我来念。被取的人有当灭的物在他那里，他和他所有的必被火焚烧，因为他违背了耶和华的约，又因他在以色列中行了愚妄的事。第十六节，于是约书亚清早起来，使以色列人按着支派前来。取出来的是犹大支派，使犹大支派进前来，就取了谢拉的宗族，使谢拉的宗族按着家世人丁，一个一个地进前来，取的是沙底，使沙底的家世按着人丁，一个一个的进前来，就取了犹大派的人谢拉的曾孙，沙底的孙子加米的儿子亚干。接下来呢，就看到亚干。承认他的罪。
I deliberately choose to start reading from verse 15 for a reason.
我特意选择从第十五节开始念是有原因的。
I want you to see the connection.
我希望你看到经文的连续。
In verse 15, God warned of the severe consequences of the act of taking the accursed thing.
第十五节，上帝警告过拿了当灭之物的严重后果。
The Hebrew word for accursed means to ban, devote, or destroy utterly.
当灭之物希伯来文原文的意思是禁止，或者是奉献，或者是完全破坏。
Now someone in the camp of Israel had taken the accursed thing.
现在有人在以色列营中取了当灭之物。
Verse 16 tells us that Joshua rose up early and conducted a search, tribe by tribe, family by family, and man by man.
第十六节告诉我们，约书亚清早起来，并进行了搜查，从支派到支派，从宗室到宗室，直到人丁。
Now I do not know how long it took to reach the family of Achan.
我们不知道过了多久才查到亚干的家室。
Surely there was a lapse in time.
肯定是有一段的时间。
This period of time was given to Achan to confess his sin.
这段时间亚干是可以用来承认他的罪的。
Unfortunately, he did not seize the opportunity to admit his wrongdoing.
不幸的是他没有抓住机会承认自己的错误。
When Joshua came to him, Joshua said, My son, give, I pray thee, glory to the Lord God of Israel, and make confession unto him, and tell me now what thou hast done.Hide it not from me. That's in verse 19.
当约书亚来到他的面前的时候，第十九节那里说到：“我儿，我劝你将荣耀归给耶和华以色列的神，在他面前认罪，将你所做的事告诉我，不要向我隐瞒。”
How did Joshua know that Achan had taken the accursed thing?
约书亚怎么知道亚干是取了当灭之物呢？
God revealed to him.
是上帝透露给他的。
Remember what the Bible says, Behold, ye have sinned against the Lord, and be sure your sin will find you out. Numbers 32, verse 23.
民数记32:23这样说，倘若你们不这样行，就得罪耶和华，要知道你们的罪必追上你们。
Achan did not come forth voluntarily to confess or repent and throw himself on the mercy of God.
亚干没有主动的认罪或悔改，他也没有把自己交给神的怜悯里面。
He was compelled to admit his sin.
他是最后到了不得不承认自己的罪。
And he frequently answered Joshua, "I have sinned."
他轻率地回答约书亚说：“我犯了罪。
”He confessed to taking a Babylonish garment, 200 shekels of silver and 50 shekels of gold.
他承认拿了示拿衣服，也就是巴比伦的这个衣服，200舍克勒银子，还有50舍克勒金子。
There was not a hint of remorse in his confession of wrongdoing.
在他的供词中找不到一丝的悔意。
Now the phrase "I have sinned" is used 23 times in the entire Bible by 11 different people.
我犯了罪这句话在整本圣经里面被使用23次，由11个不同的人提起。
This is your homework. Can you go and look for the 11 person who have confessed I have sinned?
这是你的功课，请你去找出来这11个人是谁。
You must know at least one.
你最少要知道一个。
Achan.
那就是亚干啦。
What was Achan's sin?
亚干犯了什么罪呢？
I want to just give you three simple points.
我要给你三段，这个三点。
First of all, in verses 20 and 21, he yielded to temptation.
在第二十节、第二十一节那里说到，他禁不住诱惑。
Let me read to you verse 20 and 21. And Achan answered Joshua and said, Indeed.I've sinned against the Lord God of Israel, and thus have I done. When I saw among the spoils a goodly Babylonish garment and 200 shekels of silver and a wedge of gold of 50 shekel weight, then I coveted them and took them, and behold, they are hid in the earth in the midst of my tent, and the silver under it.
第二十节到第二十二节，亚干回答约书亚说：“我实在得罪了耶和华以色列的神。” 我所做的是如此如此。我在所夺之物中看见一件美好的是哪一幅？200舍克勒银子，一条金子重50舍克勒。我就贪爱这些物件，便拿了去。现今藏在我的帐篷内的地里，银子在衣服底下。
Achan confessed to succumbing to temptation.
亚干承认经不住诱惑。
He said, "I saw, I coveted, and I took."
他说：“我看到了所夺之物，我贪爱这些物件，便拿了。”
The process of temptation is similar to that with Eve and with David.
这试探的这个过程呢，是类似于夏娃还有大卫。
In Genesis chapter 3 verse 6, we are told Eve saw the fruit, she coveted it, and took it and ate it.
在创世纪三章第六节告诉我们，夏娃看到了禁果，她贪爱这个果，就把它吃了。
And then David saw Bathsheba, and he desired to have her, and eventually he took her into his palace.
大卫看到别示巴，希望占有她，最后把她带回宫殿。
This is recorded in 2 Samuel chapter 11 verses 2 to 4.
这是记载在撒母耳记下第十一章第二到第四节。
I agree with many Bible commentators who say Achan succumbed to temptation because he had inherent weaknesses.
我同意许多的解经家所说，亚干经不住诱惑，因为他有内在的弱点。
Achan was very materialistic.
亚干是一个很注重物质的人。
This is the reason why he took only the beautiful and probably the most expensive garment from Babylon.
他重物质，所以他拿的都是美丽又昂贵的巴比伦服装。
And he took the silver and the gold.
银子他也拿，金条他也拿。
Materialism is a sign of the condition of one's heart.
物质主义反映了一个人的内心。
Another weakness of Achan was discontentment.
亚干的另一个弱点是不懂得知足。
He had seen the blessing of God upon the people of Israel, and yet he was never happy with what God had given him.
他看见了上帝对以色列人民的这个福气，他却没有满足于上帝给他的。
Materialism and discontentment are dangerous to our spiritual life.
物质主义还有不知足带给我们属灵的危机。
They make us very susceptible to temptation.
它会让我们很容易受到诱惑。
And we yield to temptation easily because we are both materialistic and discontent.
物质主义和不知足让我们很容易禁不住诱惑。
The book of Proverbs chapter 4 verse 23 says, Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life.
箴言第四章二十三节说：“你要保守你的心，胜过保守一切，因为一生的果效是由心发出。”
This matter is so important.
这是非常重要的。
A person's life is messy because, first of all, he did not guard his heart.
一个人的生命乱糟糟的，因为首先他没有保守自己的心。
Guard his heart against sin and wrongdoing.
要防范罪，要保守自己的心。
I've read many court proceedings where the accused person used the words a lack of judgment.
我读了很多的这个诉讼案，被告都经常说他缺乏判断力。
I want to say it is not judgment, but the matter of the heart.
我想说，不是判断能力，而是心态的问题。
With regards to discontentment, Paul has these words for us.
关于知足，保罗给我们了这番话。
In 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 6 to 10, let me read. But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us be therewith content. But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. Verse 10.For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. Let me read verse 11 or so. But thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, and meekness.
下了一段，等一下哈。提摩太前书第六章第六到第十一节，然而虔诚加上知足的心便是大力了，因为我们没有带什么到世上来，也不能带什么去，只要有衣有食就当知足。但那些想要发财的人就陷在迷惑，落在网罗和许多无知有害的私欲里，叫人沉在败坏和灭亡中。贪财是万恶之根，有人贪念钱财就被引诱离了正道，用许多的愁苦把自己刺透了。但你这属神的人要逃避这些事，追求公义、敬虔、信心、爱心、忍耐、温柔。
Now we come to the second point under the first main outline.
那我们来到了第二点了。
He committed a trespass.
他犯了一个很大的罪。
What trespass in Hebrew means a very serious sin.
罪，他犯了这个罪呢，在希伯来文里面，这个罪是一个很严重的罪。
Achan has taken the accursed thing.
拿干取了当灭之物。
God through Joshua had given the children of Israel a clear command.
神曾经通过神曾经通过约书亚给以色列人一个明确的命令。
They should not take the accursed thing.
他们不能取那当灭之物。
And the consequence will be very severe.
而他取的这个后果呢，将会非常严重。
Unfortunately, Achan took the things and hid it in his tent or his house.
很不幸的，亚干拿了这个当灭之物，而且放在他自己的帐篷下。
Sin is the breaking of God's law.
罪就是干犯神的律法。
In 1 John chapter 3 verse 4, whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law. For sin is the transgression of the law.
约翰一书第三章第四节那里说，凡犯罪的就是违背律法，违背律法就是罪。
Achan deliberately transgressed the law.
亚干故意违背律法。
Dear New Lifers,
新生命堂的会友们，
We have all the opportunity to hear God's word.
我们有很多机会来听到神的话语。
I believe you know the truth.
我相信你明白真理。
And you have been seeking God's truth.
你也在寻找神的真理。
I hope no one will deliberately break the law of God.
希望我们当中没有人是刻意去违背神的律法。
Committing a transgression is a serious sin.
去犯了这个大罪。
We come to the third point.
我们来到第三点。
Want to see that he brought tragedy to the nation.
我们看到他给以色列全营带来了祸害。
Verse 1 tells us that God was wroth with the children of Israel.
第一节让我们看到神对以色列人感到愤怒。
And then we see that Israel suffered defeat in the hands of the people of Ai.
我们也看到以色列人在爱城的人手下吃了败仗。
So this leads us to the second main outline, the effect of Achan's sin.
我们来到了第二大点，那就是亚干犯罪的这个后果。
Because of Achan's sin, Israel was defeated by the people of Ai.
因为亚干犯了罪，以色列人在爱城手中惨遭败战。
I want you to note in verse 12 the conjunction therefore.
约书亚记第七章的第十二节里面用了这个连续的这个字。
It tells us of the consequence of sin.
因此这个字呢，它告诉我们罪的这个后果。
Because Achan has taken the accursed thing, therefore.This is the result.
因为亚干拿了当灭之物，所以这就是后果。
Let me apply this to our life.
让我们把这一点运用在我们的生活当中。
Sin leads to weakness and inability to serve and to live wholly for the Lord.
罪造成软弱，让我们无法侍奉神，也无法过神所要我们所过的生活。
Sin grieves and quenches the the Holy Spirit.
因为罪叫圣灵担忧，罪也消灭圣灵的感动。
Therefore, a person living in sin cannot please God.
所以一个人活在罪中，他不能得到神的喜悦。
And God cannot bless a sinning man.
神也不能赐福一个犯罪的人。
The second effect of Achan's sin.
第二个效果。
God's wrath was kindled against the children of Israel.
神就发怒在以色列人全营。
Now why did God punish Israel for the sin of Achan?
为什么神因为亚干犯罪而要惩罚以色列全营呢？
Now before I answer the question, let me say that the other Israelites were not faultless.
在我还没有回答之前，我想说，以色列人并不是无可指摘的。
But God wanted to use the sin of Achan to teach us some lessons.
神要使用亚干的罪让我们上一堂课。
Firstly, God views the nation as a unit.
一个人，神会把我们当作是一个整体。
What one did was viewed as a sin for the whole nation, because Israel's corporate life often illustrates truth and warning for us as individuals.
一个人所犯的罪会影响全营人，因为以色列整体的生活是可以让个人领悟到真理和见解。
So as a warning for the church, it shows us that we cannot progress and move forward for the Lord with known sin in our lives.Because that constitutes rebellion against the Lord's direction and control in our lives.
今天教会也得到警戒，因为知道我们的心里面若还存有罪，我们就不能继续为主生活，因为那会违背神的主权。
Lesson number two, one believer's sin impacts everyone.
第二个功课，一个人的罪影响全体人。
Achan's behavior illustrates how one believer out of fellowship with God, pursuing his own selfish desires and agendas, negatively impacts and creates troubles for an entire group.
亚干的行为也说明了信徒若不在团契而去追求自己的这个自私的欲望和目的，会产生负面的影响，带给群体的这个麻烦。
When Achan and his family were stoned,
当亚干还有他的家人被石头打死的时候，
Joshua built a heap of stone to remember what happened that day.
约书亚在他们身上堆了一堆的石头。
And the place was called the city of Achor.
那个地方呢就叫雅各谷。
In fact, the name Achan and Echo comes from the same Hebrew word.
其实呢，这个雅各谷还有雅干这两个名字呢，在希伯来文里面呢，其实是很相似的。
It simply means to trouble.
它的意思就是麻烦。
What God wants us to know is sin results in trouble.
上帝要我们知道。犯了罪就会有麻烦。
Though the crime was committed by one person, the whole nation was considered guilty.
虽然犯罪的是一个人，但以色列全营被认为是有罪的。
The nation was responsible for the obedience of every citizen and was charged with the punishment of every offender.
国家有责任确保他的每一个公民都遵守律法，任何一个公民不遵守律法，国家整体将受到惩罚。
The Apostle Paul saw the same principle of solidarity at work in the church.
使徒保罗在教会的团结中也看到了同样的原则。
He says, unjust sin contaminates the whole assembly by saying these words, Know ye not that a little leaveneth the whole lump?
保罗说这个罪呢能够污染整个教会，他说岂不知一点的面酵能使全体发起来吗？
We come now to the third point.
我们来到第三点。
because of Achan's sin, his family was also stoned to death.
因为亚干一人犯罪，他的家人也被石头打死。
And this leads us to the final main outline, the end of Achan's sin.
这就带入了我们的最后一段，那就是亚干犯罪的结局。
Achan and his family were stoned to death.
亚干和他的家人都被石头打死。
And reading this passage, one of the questions that come to mind is, why was God so harsh on Achan and his family?
当我们读到这一段经文的时候，我们不禁想到，上帝为什么如此严峻地对待亚干和他的家人呢？
In contrast to the mercy we see in the New Testament, this seems terribly harsh.
那跟我们在新约圣经里面所看到的怜悯相比之下，这太苛刻了。
We immediately think of the mercy the Lord demonstrated to the woman at the well who had five husbands.
说到怜悯，我们马上会想到那在井边有五个丈夫的妇人。
We are apt to forget a couple of other New Testament passages, like the death of Ananias and Sapphira and the awesome judgment and of tribulation.In the last days,
我们很容易忘记新约里面亚拿尼亚和撒菲拉的死，还有在大灾难中那些流血的人。
Though Achan did confess his sin,
虽然亚干承认他的罪
，he did only so when forced to by the circumstances.
他之所以会承认他的罪，是因为他逼于无奈才认罪的。
Had he voluntarily cast himself on the mercy of God, his life might have been spared.As in the case of David and his sin.
如果他在之前是自愿的将自己放在上帝的怜悯当中，他可能不用死，就好像大卫的情况一样。
But what about his children, his family?
那他的孩子呢？又怎么样呢
？I want to quote Dr. Campbell, who says, "In view of the fact that the law prohibits the execution of children for their father's sin, we assume that Achan's children."Were accomplices in crime.
一位 Dr. Campbell 如此这样说：旧约的律法禁止因父杀子，所以我相信孩子也有参与犯罪。
The death of Achan and his family teaches us some serious lessons.
亚干和他的家人的死带给我们一些重要的教训。
First of all,
第一
，God is holy and He must deal with sin.
神是圣洁的，他一定要对付罪。
God is described as holy more than by any other of his attributes.
神的圣洁超过他其他的属性。
As a holy God, he is perfect in righteousness and in justice.
一个圣洁的神，他是完全公义的。
And because of his justice, he must deal with sin.
因为他是公义的，所以他必须对付罪。
The second lesson.
第二点
We are called to live holy and to be witnesses to the world.
我们是蒙召圣的圣徒，我们也要为这样向这个世界来做见证。
In the early church, Ananias and Sapphira were stricken dead for lying to the Holy Spirit.
在早期的教会里面呢，亚拿尼亚和撒菲拉因为欺哄圣灵而丢了命。
Please read this in Acts chapter 5.
这是在使徒行传第五章。
God punished them and also in the case of Achan in order to strike the fear of God into the hearts of the people.
上帝惩罚他们还有亚干，他的原因是一样的，是为了要让人对神有敬畏的心。
God is holy and we cannot take him for granted.
神是圣洁的，我们不能把它当作是理所当然的。
God's people are to show forth the praise of Him who has called us out of darkness into His marvelous light.
上帝召我们出黑暗入光明。
When we continue in sin, we cannot be a shining light and a godly example to a lost world.
如果我们继续活在罪中，我们不能为他做光。也不能在这个迷失的世界里面做这个虔诚的榜样。
And the last point,
最后一点。
The sin of Achan was not a light matter.
亚干所犯的罪不是一件小事。
His action resulted in serious consequences on others.
他的行为对他人造成严重的后果。
Israel was defeated.
以色列人被打败仗。
36 fighting men were killed.
36个人被打死。
And more seriously, God's honor impugned.
更重要的，神的荣耀让人质疑。
The warning is we cannot break God's law with impunity.
这里所要警告我们的是，神不会有罪不罚。
We cannot sin and get away from it.
我们不能破坏神的律法而不被受到刑罚。
Remember the word of God says, "Our sin will find us out."
记得经上里面所跟我们说的，罪必追上我们。
God will pursue our sin till we confess it.
神必追究我们的罪，直到我们承认为止。
But if we do not do so,
但如果我们不认罪
，He must punish.
他就要降罚。
Let us confess our sin early.
让我们尽早承认我们的罪。
When all men stand before God, they are going to confess their sin.
当所有人站在上帝面前的那一天，他们就不得不承认自己的罪了。
I'm referring to the day of judgment.
我是讲在审判的那一天。
Then it is too late.
那时就为时已晚了。
The wages of sin is death.
因为罪的工价乃是死。
But we thank God for His promise.
我们感谢主，因为他给我们了一个应许。
If we confess our sin, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
Now, this is our memory verse this morning.
今天这一段呢，是我们所要记的这个经文。
Memorize it.
这是我们的一个金句，请记住它。
Put it into practice.
把它用在我们的生活上。
And we shall find forgiveness of sin and cleansing from all unrighteousness.
我们就会得到赦免和一切的不洁净。
Today is the day of salvation.
今天是拯救的日子。
You read this in the book of Psalms.
在诗篇里面，我们读到这一段。
Friends, if you are here and you have not known the Lord Jesus Christ.
亲爱的朋友，如果今天你在我们当中，你还没有认识主
，I hope you will confess your sin to God.
我希望你会把你的罪交给神。
Accept Jesus Christ into your heart.
接受主耶稣到你的心里面。
He will save you.
他会拯救你。
He will forgive your sin.
他会原谅我们的过犯。
This is because Jesus Christ died for us on the cross.
这是因为主耶稣在十字架上为我们死。
This Friday is Good Friday.
这个星期五是受难节。
We remember his death.
我们要纪念他的死。
On Sunday is Easter.
星期天是复活节。
We remember he rose from the dead.
我们要纪念他已经复活了。
Jesus is real. He is a living Savior.
主耶稣是一个活的真神。
Please come to put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ.
请把你的这个信心放在我们的主耶稣身上。
Dear brethren,
亲爱的弟兄
，Jesus is a living Savior.
主耶稣他是一个活的救世主。
How do we relate ourselves to Him?
我们怎么样和他有这个联系呢
？Do we live in the light of this reality that He lives?He sees, He knows everything about us. He lives, He sees, and He knows everything.
他看到我们所做的，他能够知道我们所的生活的每一个细节。
I hope we live in a manner that is pleasing to God.
希望我们活在他的喜悦当中。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Our gracious Heavenly Father,
我们亲爱的天父
we thank you for your word.
我们感谢你赐下的话语
This morning we are warned against sin.
今天我们胜过了罪
And we must not take sin lightly.
我们不能把罪当作是很轻松的一件事
So we want to confess our sin to you.
所以我们今天要向你认罪。
We ask for your forgiveness.
我们要求你来原谅我们。
Cleanse us from all our sin.
把我们的罪洗净。
And help us to live a life that is Christ honoring.
让我们活一个能够为神的荣耀而活的生命。
May we remember that we are to be light and salt of the world.
让我们记得我们要做世上的盐，世上的光。
We ask this in Jesus' name.
我们如此祷告，是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.